From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the UN convenes a special meeting on Sudan's Darfur region. Secretary General Kofi Annan calls in diplomats from Africa, the U.S., the Arab League, and elsewhere.
We begin today in Baghdad, where there's confusion over the fate of dozens of hostages taken in Tuesday's raid on Iraq's Ministry of Higher Education. What started as a mass kidnapping has become a political crisis inside Iraq's government. Louise Rogue is reporting from Baghdad for the Los Angeles Times, and she joins me now by phone. And Louise, what are you hearing now about the status of the hostages?
Well, it's still unclear. The Shia National Security Advisor, Muwafaq Rubai, has said that only 50 people were kidnapped and that no one has been harmed, but that everybody has been released. Counter to that is Higher Education Minister Abid Ajili Asuni has said that 70 people have been released, but that as many as 80 others are still being held. A spokesman from his ministry is also saying that people have been tortured, and he fears that among some bodies discovered yesterday may be victims of the kidnapping.
Now, how could there be such divergent opinions over how many people were kidnapped, if they had been released, how many had been released, if they had been tortured or not? Why such differing opinions?
First of all, even the authorities are relying on witness testimony, and that vary quite widely. Also, in terms of bodies taken into the morgue, for example, Sunnis can no longer go to the morgue and reclaim loved ones because it's simply become too dangerous. It's a part of the Ministry of Health complex, which is run by a Shia radical faction. So in terms of finding out how many may have been killed, that's extremely difficult and dangerous. And the kidnapping itself has been hijacked by political factions who are using this for their own purposes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you have Sunni Arabs in the government already calling for a walkout, calling for a boycott of the political proceedings here. And they're saying, you know, this kidnapping just shows how they're being neglected, marginalized, and persecuted, indeed, by the Shia-dominated security forces. You have then Shias in the government saying that this is a crisis that's being created by them, and in fact, it's a storm in a teacup, and that everybody has been released.
And the hostages came from the Ministry of Education. That is largely a Sunni ministry?
It is headed by a Sunni, although witnesses said that there were also Shia kidnap victims. One of the things that's interesting is that it is a Sunni-led ministry, but it is located, these offices were located in a Shia part of town in central Baghdad. And in fact, this area, Karada, is very close to the Green Zone. It's just a stone's throw away from the Green Zone, actually.
Politically, where could this lead? Could this lead to a full-fledged crisis for the government?
The government is already in a sort of the throes of a crisis, and this has only deepened that crisis. Prime Minister Nur al-Maliki, who's a Shia and who's currently in Turkey on a state visit, is apparently convening cabinet next week to try and resolve this crisis. But, you know, on all sides, and the Sunni, among the Sunni politicians, among the Shia politicians, among more secular parties, everybody is saying, well, this is a serious crisis, and unless we can resolve it and resolve the issue of militias, you know, the government itself is in jeopardy.
Louise Rogue is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you.